Let's get to our guest, Ava Ottos, COO and Chief Investment Strategist at ER Shares, to take a closer look at the markets. So, Ava, are you expecting us to retest the lows on the S&P 500 of 3666? And do we test and rebound, or do we test and give it up?
I think we test and rebound. I think the markets will be choppy. They have baked in the 75 basis points rate hike, but still there is a big concern of what the future holds. So we'll probably trade within a 5 to 10% range in Q3. And then in Q4, as we get closer to the October 13 reading, and then early November FOMC meeting, then we might see the markets get back to their highs.
In terms of what the Fed does this week, everybody has an opinion. Where are you on this question? Are you looking at 75 basis points, or do you expect something a bit more outsized than that?
We think the Fed will stay the course with the 75 basis points, and it's a foregone conclusion to us. We're now more focused on the November meeting rather than the September, and whatever they might hint for the November meeting, that's what might push the market. So I think the tone of the Fed and how hawkish they'll be will be critical tomorrow. And I think people are very focused to see if they'll ease up on the 75 basis points rate hike policy in November and then in December too.
So if there is a little bit of a softening in the comments made by the chair, do you think the market will seize upon that, or do you think the market really needs to see an actual CPI print that is, you know, somewhat lower? I mean, unfortunately, the last one, you know, didn't really offer that. Which of the two?
Exactly. As you said, I think especially after the unfortunate last CPI reading, I think people are more focused on the actual data rather than the tone of the Fed. I think there is a much greater debate that now in November they might come down for a variety of reasons. Unemployment continues to rise. Inflation is likely to come down and GDP drops. So if we have a third quarter of GDP dropping, there will be a lot of pressure on the Fed to not overdo it. So that's what we are focused on.
And in terms of inflation likely to come down, it's coming down a lot slower than anticipated. What's the risk of some surprises here to the upside?
I don't think we'll have more surprises. But that being said, it's important to note that the CPI is lagging the true effects of some of the market conditions. For example, when it comes to housing, I think it's likely declining much faster than what the CPI suggests. One third of the CPI is based on shelter. And even though we had headlines for the past months that new housing starts are plummeting, some housing markets are also falling. The CPI for housing in August increased by 0.7%.
Ava, I know you're expecting to see a few downward revisions to earnings over the next few months. Do you think the market has priced in that expectation yet, or once those revisions start to roll in, do you see more downside for equities?
I see more downside. I think the markets will do better on improving inflation news and will drop on future earnings projections. And I don't think we have incorporated everything that has to do with the European crisis when it comes to the U.S., because many U.S. companies have a significant revenue percentage that comes from Europe. So as we incorporate that more and more, I think we'll see more downward estimates for the future earnings projections for the companies in the U.S.
So the earnings will come down, the revisions will be made. Right now you've got valuations on equal weight stocks in the S&P 500 around 14, whereas the market, the S&P, is at about 18 times earnings. So can we expect that maybe the average stock does okay, but the high flyers get trimmed in this next period of a quarter or so?
No, in fact, there are some high flyers that are doing well. Even today, we have Cognex reporting, and after hours, they are up about 7%. So, and they are in machine learning, machine vision. At the same time, you have GM and fourth down significantly after hours today. So that shows that it's truly a stock picker's market. So investors need to look at each company on a company by company basis and see whether this company is significantly affected by the slowdown or minor recession that's coming.
Do you limit your stock picking at the moment to US markets, or are you looking offshore as well? And I'm thinking particularly, there's some really beaten up names in China at the moment, probably for a good reason. Are you looking there?
Well, China is being hit from a number of internal and external factors. On the one hand, you have external buyers, primarily from Europe and North America, who are seeing a significant slowdown in their purchasing power. And then at the same time, you also have the zero COVID policy in China, and all other internal ramifications that have to do with their real estate crisis. So at this on the bright side, though, no country has benefited more than from reselling the Russian oil other than China, due to their geographic proximity to Russia. So I think there are good news about China and bad news. That doesn't make it the ideal place to place money right now. I think the U.S. is still a safe haven. But that being said, even in the U.S. markets, people need to be conservative for now.
So Ava, you mentioned Ford and GM struggled today, and that stock picking is really at a premium right now. Can you talk a little bit about what you look at? Is it free cash flow? Is it revenues holding firm? Is it just generally speaking better management? How do you separate the wheat from the chaff?
Yes, so purchasing power is key. If they have inelastic demand, so for example, there are some healthcare companies that have, of course, inelastic demand. And then we're really, really focused on margins and whether a company is able to cut down their costs or at least keep them in line and expand their margins as they also increase their revenue. So they're out of the 56,000 companies that we're tracking globally, there are only a couple hundred US-based that are profitable and able to expand their margins. So it's not easy to find them, but they do exist.
Ava, very quickly, 20 seconds. Are we heading for a global recession?
We are. For Europe, we are almost certain, and I think we'll probably have a mild recession in the US too. We'll see if the third quarter the GDP comes negative again and again. If you have three consecutive GDP quarters that are negative, that's really a bad signal. But again, that stands with the NBER to make that determination.
All right, fantastic. Thank you so much, Ava Ados, COO and Chief Investment Strategist at ER Shares.